From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Crowds turned out across the country today for rallies billed as Justice for Trayvon, the 17-year-old killed by a Neighborhood Watch volunteer last year. A jury acquitted George Zimmerman last Saturday. NPR's Dan Bobkoff reports Trayvon Martin's mother attended the event in New York.
No justice!
No, Reverend Al Sharpton called on the gathered to create a new peaceful movement for change.
It's time to unite again. It's time to change unjust laws again.
The longtime activist says he wants to fight Florida's Stand Your Ground law. Sharpton also wants the Justice Department to pursue civil rights charges against George Zimmerman. Trayvon Martin's mother, Sabrina Fulton, called on the crowd to follow her in peaceful protest.
Not only do I vow to you to do what I can for Trayvon Martin, I promise you I'm going to work hard for your children as well, because it's important.
Fulton says she was honored so many took part in the rally. Dan Bobkoff, NPR News, New York.
Helen Thomas died this morning. The journalist group The Gridiron Club issued a statement that she died at her Washington apartment after a long illness. She was the first woman to join The Gridiron, was a pioneer for women in journalism. Thomas began her career as a reporter in 1943. She covered 10 presidents. Here she is in 2005 during a White House briefing by Press Secretary Scott McClellan on the war in Iraq.
We are fighting them there so that we don't have to fight them here. September 11th taught us.
It had nothing to do with Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11.
She once said, if you want to be loved, go into something else. Helen Thomas was 92. Several car bombs exploded in Baghdad today. Officials say at least 28 people were killed. The bombs went off in predominantly Shiite commercial districts of the Iraqi capital after sundown, when people were out shopping or meeting in coffee shops to break the daily Ramadan fast. No one has claimed responsibility. Finance officials from 20 of the world's industrialized countries wrapped up a meeting in Russia today. They promised to promote growth in the sluggish world economy. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports the participants say they're still deeply worried about the recession in the eurozone.
The meeting brought together top policymakers from the G20 group of industrialized nations. Group members issued a communique that seems to favor pro-growth policies over the economic austerity that's being pushed by countries such as Germany. Russia, which hosted the meeting, was critical of some member governments, saying they haven't shown that they're willing to lower their deficits and debt to improve economic stability. This meeting is in preparation for a summit of G20 leaders that's scheduled to be held in St. Petersburg in September. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
This is NPR News from Washington. Turkish police fired a water cannon to break up a crowd in a park in downtown Istanbul today. The gathering was both a wedding party and an anti-government demonstration. Hundreds had come at the invitation of the couple who had met during protest rallies last month. No casualties are reported. At least five people have died in police crackdowns since the demonstrations began in Turkey last month. Chris Froome is set to win the 100th Tour de France after finishing third in the 20th stage today. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the 28-year-old Briton leads by more than 5 minutes and is not likely to be challenged on tomorrow's traditional procession into Paris.
On this second-to-last day, the biggest loser is two-time Tour winner Alberto Contador, who didn't make it into the top three, so won't be on the podium. The Spaniard has dropped to fourth position overall. Interviewed on French radio, Contador said he wanted to win but was up against a superior rider, the powerful Chris Froome. Nairo Quintana of Colombia took the stage win and is in second place overall. Spaniard Joaquim Rodriguez is third. Froome is poised to become the second successive British winner when he crosses the line on the Champs-Élysées Sunday. Bradley Wiggins won last year. The final stage will be under floodlights for the first time and is expected to end after dark Sunday night. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Attorneys suing the NCAA over the way the college teams deal with concussions are seeking class action status. They want to add thousands of plaintiffs. The suit claims the association failed to adopt strict standards on head injuries. It cites a study that nearly half of college trainers said they would allow players back into a game despite showing signs of a concussion. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.